This is Noah Banks Badniks, episode 138 for Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. Episode. So this episode we're going to be talking about the Origins two-parter from Samurai. So again, you know, this was recorded a lot earlier, but just letting you know that to follow the Samurai way, I am producing these out of order. So you're hearing about it now. You might hear a little Gokaiger episode later on, our first thoughts, etc., etc., etc. Okay? So before we get to the show, I got two little things. First, No Pinks Badniks Live is April 27th to the 28th this year in New York City, and you get to meet Jason David Frank. So get your tickets now at nopinksbadnikslive.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, a little surprise. All right. So, nopinksbadnikslive.com. Get your tickets. Meet Jason David Frank. Awesome. And number two is that our fundraiser is still running, and we want your donations because we need a new computer to produce all the videos that we usually produce going to different conventions and all this other stuff. So you can donate at indiegogo.com/MPS. So that's indiegogo.com/NPS. And you can read all about what we're raising, what we're doing, all the stuff. I mean, we've been raising very well, and we just need a little bit more so we can get a computer. So donate. Please donate. I know that you guys are very supportive and I appreciate it. And I know deep down, you can reach inside there and give some money. Okay? So that's the website again is indiegogo.com/NPS. All right? So I think that's it for me. Okay? Peace out.
Before we begin, I want to just make it clear that I made a mistake. And that mistake was reading the discussion threads.
Oh.
Because.
What's going on?
Apparently, you're supposed to like Samurai.
Oh, I've noticed that, yeah. Lines
because it's not Overdrive. That's what I've learned, apparently.
Well, yeah. I thought it was, we should just be thankful we have Power Rangers at all.
I will say that last week's thread was way worse than the like congratulatory whatever. This week I'm like, all right, I see a little whatever, but
yeah, I didn't read either of them till today.
Last week was like, what?
Yeah, like, we're not even discussing Samurai anymore. We're just apologizing and talking about Overdrive.
Oh my word. Yeah. So,
and I actually wrote down notes like I used to because I wanted to give the premiere a fair shake. I wanted to too. Because let's be all real here. This was the premiere. There was no flashback.
Right.
This was the premiere.
Exactly.
And then episode two, which is apparently also the premiere. I don't know why.
Part one and part two.
Not really, but okay. Yeah.
Right.
Let's pretend.
Like, yeah. I mean, you can do one part premiere. Just Lightspeed did a one part premiere. Ninja Storm did a one part premiere. You don't need two.
Yeah.
Unless they count it because it had the Megazord, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that might be.
Yeah. I mean, and they didn't tell the whole story with the villain yet, so I can understand.
And they were kind of establishing that, I don't know if I can handle this.
But yeah. Why does the premiere need to establish everything, though? Like, I don't think that's a requirement, though. Like, it's clearly two separate episodes. Like, there's no connection whatsoever.
Well,
it's
just if they wanted to justify it, I don't know. I'm not saying it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we agree. No, dude, I agree with you, right? I'm not saying that. Yeah, I can see why. I can see because it is Origins, so technically they're still going about what. I can see. Whatever. That's as much defending I can do right now.
Part two was the Origins of Bulk and Spike.
Oh,
their origins.
Sort of. Yeah.
sort of.
Anyway, see, and the thing I know we're overly negative, and I think it's fair to be honest that we're overly negative, but the thing is that, you know, people talk so much about how it's Shin Genger, and people get annoyed with that. The problem is that this show invites those comparisons. If you don't want to be compared to the original, then be original. It's really that simple. And the thing is, it's that way to a fault, where I know a lot of people do like the story of Shin Genger. I think it's okay. I don't think it's that great. I think Shin Genger is more one of those series that's based on the characters. I think it's a really strong cast of characters. And the the problem is that Samurai doesn't have a strong cast. They have the same story, which, again, I think is average. But if you take away the characters who drive the entire story, then, I mean, you lose a lot. They copy Shin Genger, and then they whitewash it. They take away some of the most interesting aspects of it with the characters, which is, I mean, and that's going to be a problem every single episode, and that's why we talk about it every single episode.
And that's the thing is, like, that's visible whether you saw Shin Genger
or not.
Like it's still a problem that they copied because they're not putting anything interesting into it, you know? And it might have been different. Who knows? If they were just set, given, you know, free reign or, you know, to just make characters themselves instead of, let's just do this and then water down stuff.
Right. They take away from Shin Genger, but they don't replace what they took away. So there ends up being a big void where all these are very transparent characters that are very surface level and nothing else. I mean, more so than MMPR, they're surface level, which is shocking, to be honest.
So let's start from the very beginning.
Yes, let's do that.
Because there are some things. There are some things.
We start with a
narration.
Normal day in Panorama City.
It was on the map.
I guess that's the name. Maybe
I don't know if that's the name.
We're gonna call it
was
that
a panorama
now.
Lake, though. There was a panorama lake. It was
okay.
Yes,
saying.
We'll just there it is.
Panorama.
We'll call,
City.
We'll call it that for the lack of any other term.
It's not Japan,
unless we just call it the city like Tick, and we're not gonna do that. And there's a voiceover guy. And there's an annoying
just
child.
Like
because,
just like Wild
Force. Just like Shin Genger.
Yeah.
And
or just like the beginning of every episode that we've heard centuries ago. You know.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Ninja Academies.
Oh, God.
Hold of three. Go! Yes, and the little child comes upon some boxes cleverly. They're labeled Nork. I don't know what Nork is, but Nork is apparently important. The box says Nork very big. I don't know what a Nork is.
Maybe it's a brand.
Nork? Nork
it's
brand?
It's brand. That's what it is.
Nork.
You never know.
And he finds some monsters in the cracks of the boxes because monsters come out of the darkness. Crack darkness.
Well, yeah, that's...
monsters come out of the crack. Yeah, your crack.
A lot of cracks.
A lot of cracks. All right, so continue.
Anyway, so and they are ready to attack the child, but then in all bustin' Jaden, all waxin' face comes in with G Room, and he makes a big announcement, says, "Hey, here's the Red Ranger," and
for some reason,
and then the dumbest thing happened. Again, this is from reading the threads where he announced the fact that he is the 18th head of the clan. He's the 18th Red Ranger. And for some reason, that led people to start counting off all of the Rangers in history and say that they were retconning them so that they're all Samurai Rangers. I'm like, it's a coincidence.
He was talking about Samurai Rangers. That's what he was talking about. Duh.
Exactly. Yeah. He was 18 in Shin Genger. And they're not lining up to Power Rangers, are they? And besides, even if they were 18, then he's not counting his dad. So what have you. But yeah, so yes, he's the 18th head of the Shiba Takaru Shiba Jaden clan.
Jaden clan
Jaden. And they start playing the theme song in the background as he kicks some butt of the monsters. Which ends up being weird because then 2 seconds later they still play the theme song.
Yeah, that was awkward.
It's weird. Like, okay, again, we are comparing Shinkinger again, but like in Shinkinger, like when he like gets ready to go jump into the fight or whatever, it just stops and shows the title of the show, and then it continues on, and it doesn't show the opening credits.
Right, whereas, it's a replacement.
Yeah, in the American version, it goes through all the whole fight with the theme song, and then plays the theme song again.
Right,
sort of like this.
And again, it's not a big deal, but it's another example of why do you have to copy everything down to the most minute of details? Why?
Yeah.
Why are you not allowed to escape from it and just play some other music instead of being redundant?
Yeah.
It's just a little thing, but it's part of a big thing.
Well, they had some, you know, back in the day, Disney background music generic things going on. They did. They reached into the archives and be like, "Ooh, all right, stock footage music, awesome." So they did a little bit. I was like, "Oh, wow, that sounds like Dino Thunder, Ninja Storm, Mystic Force."
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to hear the same song twice.
Well, I mean,
in like 1 minute.
I mean, they have other music on the show, you know, during action scenes. It's just it's weird, but whatever. I mean, it's still a nice opening, I guess. I mean, for the most part, nice action. But yeah, it was a little awkward.
So, honey, we haven't even begun with the awkward. Oh, honey.
Well, okay, yeah, obviously. It gets worse.
So he finishes beating up the monsters, and then he's like, "You must gather the other rangers." And he's like, "I don't know if I can do it. I don't want to lead them." And crap like that.
Is this the part where he's like, "I am the Red Ranger, I must not fail," or "I'm not gonna fail, I am the Red Ranger"? Is that, did you get that yet?
You're a couple of scenes away from that, but you're pretty close.
All right.
And so they decide to do that, and then we finally go to what's his nuts? I don't remember his name. I just want to say ooh.
Kevin. No, Octaru.
Oh, what's his face? Yeah.
Yeah. Where they raise the ship and. Again, the names, man. The names are killing me.
Master Zandra
and
Dayu.
And they make note of the fact that his mouth isn't moving.
Oh
my gosh.
Thanks for breaking the fourth wall. It's amazing.
Oh. Wow. That was so annoying.
One of the few characters whose mouth actually does move, and he doesn't do it that one time, and they.
Yeah.
Just weird. Like, okay. All right.
And then, the monster of the day. He's got a face on his skirt. Look at the face.
At the skirt.
It's skirt face. It's skirt mouth. It's skirt whatever skirt, they want to call him.
Every 10 seconds, they have to reference that.
And he's got a weird voice, too. I don't know. He was trying to do Ron Radio or something. I don't know. It was just a weird monster voice to me.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't sound threatening.
For the first one, too, it was just...
Well, it is a pretty stupid-looking monster, let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it looks stupid.
He's got a crotch on his... A face on his crotch.
He's got a crotch on his face.
He's got a crotch on his face. No, that's
that
would
have been an interesting monster.
You're an idiot.
But that was that strong monster from RPM. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Crotch face. Anyway, so crotch face shows up. And along with everybody talking about his skirt all the time, he also really likes to say booyah. Like, he keeps saying booyah. And then Mike says booyah, and then he says booyah again. Stop saying booyah.
This is the monster from, like, the early promos and things that, like, where I was like, oh, wow, this is what we have to look forward to. And then all y'all were like, well, we don't know. We don't. You know, and I was trying
to be more
positive,
to be
too.
Fair.
And I was trying to be positive, too, but, like... I knew. And now here we are. So there you go.
Oh, that is true. Because this was from the clip from way early
all
on.
This whole episode
is really familiar. And I'm like, we saw this already.
Yes.
I see this.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
I know.
That was so bizarre because they had their sneak peek or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right, of the first fight scene. And it's like, Sneak peek to what? Like summertime or what is it? Halloween now?
Almost. Oh, really?
Yeah, like come on. Like, what is this?
I didn't know this was a sneak peek to the new fall season. I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Sneak peek to season two before season one.
Right. Crap. Wow. They are something. I get what you're saying, Tristan. At the same time, we're trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be too, but dang, like.
Yeah, okay, this is a question I've had actually with Shinkenger as well. Okay, they get the book and they realize that they need to terrorize people to raise the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell did they do every other time they came to Earth and fought the Rangers?
Right. Yeah.
What was their plan back in the day for every other time for fighting Jaden Takaru's dad?
I think it was that they weren't in the nether world or whatever. They weren't in that place because maybe they were always above ground and that's when they were terrorizing people. So they were, I guess they were banished there. And so now they had to figure out a way to, for all of them to get out.
Get back. Yeah.
Right. I think that's what it is.
I mean, like, I know they've had 18 generations that have had the powers and I assume not every generation actually had to fight, but like, how many times have they had to fight, you know? Like, how many times have they stopped this bad guy? What was he doing? How did they stop him?
I assume
they didn't stop him. Maybe it was constant. Yeah. It was just like centuries of fighting.
He killed a bunch of them.
Yeah. They just kept passing it down and passing it down.
Yeah, and they just need to reproduce quickly. Make them babies. You gotta replace them.
And why did the fight travel from Japan to America?
Well, that's never
resources.
Yeah,
I mean, clearly,
resources.
One economy, number two economy.
Ah, just like all this stuff is. See, this is part of the stuff I've always thought Shinkenger's plot was okay, but not great. It just seems like there's so many questions.
I see.
That you just kind of ignore and push to the side.
Usually
because
when people
it's cool
like,
to have history.
Yeah, usually when people will say like, oh, it's in ancient times, they're like, oh, it's forgiven. Nobody really remembers that ancient times. It's all whatever. I don't know how they got here, but it's ancient.
People are also complaining, saying like, oh, now these Rangers predate the Power Rangers from MMPR. I'm like, they've been predated before.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, the freaking Wild West Rangers.
The Alien Rangers predate them. Hell, Andros was going at the same time, at least.
But no, but even in MMPR itself, it showed the ancient whatever fighting whatever. I mean, this is not something new. It even happened in the first season, so...
Wild Force had ancient people fighting,
technically,
right?
Technically, like Lost Galaxy.
Lost Galaxy pulled the swords from the stone. I assume they were used before then, which is why there
like
was
Rita
a legend.
And Ivan Ooze, they're like, oh, Zordon's still using teenagers, so, you know.
Right.
He's always had teams.
This isn't a new thing.
Yeah.
And to me, it's more of a thing of, like, Power Rangers has become more of a generic term, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the first 5 seasons or so, yeah, they were all Zordon's Power Rangers. But now Power Rangers is more of a generic term because, like, you know, like Lightspeed, they have no connection to Zordon. They're still called the Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Of course, some fans would like to believe that there's still something.
We'll make it work.
Well, because they're all connected to the morphing grid, right? That's kind of what they consider.
Well, that's what they do when they want that connection, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow it works. You're not supposed to ask questions.
It's basically if you get fancy powers and giant robots, you're a Power Ranger. And that's all
there
is to it.
And you have to be connected to the morphing grid.
It's just superheroes. That's it, basically. That's it.
Yeah, but the morphing grid is a giant stone underneath Haley's cafe place. So.
No, I thought it was like a big old tube that Alpha went into in Operation Overdrive.
That never happened.
But not all of them are connected.
They just exist, and you accept them.
Because what's his name? Dax, Max Ryder. I mean, he would be a... Power Ranger. I mean, so not everybody's a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get into that argument of like, is Magna Defender a Power Ranger?
Oh my gosh, I'm not even going there.
Is Leon Bo?
The Centurion, Phantom Ranger.
Anyway, I want to get to the part where I am a Red Ranger. I must not fail. Let's go.
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking at my notes.
I didn't even remember what causes him to say that.
And the thing about it is that he said it in reverse. I'm like, no! Say your thing right!
Yeah, he said it. He said it in reverse. I'm like, oh, no, Lisa's going to be pissed.
Yes!
Said it backwards. But no, basically what happens is the monster goes down and starts attacking. And then G-Rome comes out with his colorful arrows.
Oh, yeah. But wait a minute. Where's the part where Kevin is talking with his father?
Yeah, that's before that. He's the only, like, yeah, because they show the others briefly, and then Kevin talks to friggin' graspy voice dad.
Weird monologue dad.
Australian.
It was so dad. Weird. It was like...
So, was his dad a ranger? Was he a ranger?
That's the confusing thing. Like,
so, Jaden's dad died, but Kevin's dad didn't.
Or maybe he just held the powers and taught him or whatever and was never really a ranger himself?
Well, we saw the other four rangers run up and join Jaden's dad.
In the flashback. But remember in the flashback, the blue one didn't get shot.
Oh, that's right. He was the only one.
He survived.
Didn't get hit with those flaming arrows.
Yeah. So Kevin's dad probably just ran out of there.
He's black. Yeah, exactly. You can kill this one.
Shoot, he was smart.
That's right. You don't got out there.
Shoot, isn't that no horror story? Isn't no horror movie? Shoot, are we gonna get killed first? Nah, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. Going to fight the odds, but yeah. So okay, all right.
Maybe
I see.
Maybe it can be like a royalty thing where you know you pass it down to the oldest, and if the oldest dies, then the youngest gets it. But then you would still pass it down to the oldest son of the, you know, the brother or whatever. I don't know. So it doesn't necessarily have to be his dad.
Getting deep.
It just has to be a relative.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, Emily. They had no problem with Emily passing it down to her. Getting it passed down to
Emily's
her. After sister. She murdered her sister.
Right. So yeah. She killed her for her power.
Yeah, like got her sick. She's
my time
sick.
To shine.
Right. Yep. I don't want to disappoint my sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, that whole monologue thing with Kevin. I mean, like, talk about like we thought Kevin was stiff. My word. I mean, the dad was stiffy McStifferson. It was not. It was not. No. It was not good.
No.
Yeah. I just...
It was not good. I mean, I'm thinking I'm gonna have like a Spencer heart to heart right now. Like, this is gonna be like. You know, all right, I'm going to seed some, but it was just like, son, you are called, and now you must do what you have been trained for all these years, and blah, blah, blah. Yes, father, I am going to do blah, 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 and you must do this and this, and you know what you have to do. And yes, father, okay. And I'm like, what? That's it? We just have a bunch of no, like, yo, dad, I can't, no, this is my life. I'm like swimming. He's like, you know what you have to do.
Yeah, you got quiet lispy guy. Ooh, I'm so scared of quiet lispy guy.
Like, there's no conflict. Like, that's the thing. It was no conflict, right? Like, that's kind of what, you know, you look for in a story. Because if everybody's like, oh, sure, we're going to do it. Blah, blah, blah. Do-do-do. At least with Kevin, because Kevin is the boring one. So we need something.
Hey, Lisa, ask me if his counterpart in Shin Kencher had conflict.
Jeremy. Did his
yes.
Did his counterpart have conflict?
Why, yes, he did.
Oh my god.
Imagine that.
Oh wow, what happened with his counterpart, Jeremy?
Well, again, this is the only part that's original about the episode because they had to make Kevin a swimmer because he can't be crazy kabuki man. A little too okay. Japanese.
Which is ridiculous, you know, with all the other Japanese crap in this.
Yeah, there's whatever. there's lots of Japanese towns in Panorama City. But this is the problem. But he's doing his kabuki and he's been doing it all his life and he's great at it, but he's also got this duty and he's very torn about it, but his dad tells him, you know, how important it is. It's good stuff. It really is good stuff.
It is.
You should watch it.
Okay.
Everyone should, instead of Samurai. But anyway.
Yes. Instead of Samurai.
Yes.
Right. And then meanwhile, Mike is playing everybody's favorite video game, Bear Chaser.
Yep. Hello.
Yep. Which, yes.
Oh, wow. I just got that.
Excuse.
Tristan, do you have anything to elaborate?
I don't have anything to say. No. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Video game where you run after overweight, hairy, middle-aged men.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Quick side note, on Survivor this year, there's a gay guy who used to be a New York City cop, and he makes everybody call him Papa Bear.
What? Oh. Why? That is...
I don't know. Papa Bear was on the prowl. He was quickly voted off.
And there's another side note. I'm hearing crumpling and crinkling.
Tristan?
Someone's got Halloween candy.
Halloween candy? No.
I have Halloween candy.
Oh. I heard a lot of crumpling and
that's
crinkling.
That's you, huh? I'm eating.
How about you do that later?
I can't.
How about you
it's warm
do that
now.
At the beginning when we were talking about jobs.
Exactly.
And Jesus.
Jobs and Jesus.
Jobs and Jesus.
So doing it now when we're recording an effing podcast.
Well, I didn't have my food then.
So people someone just hand you food. It's like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, he always gets delivery.
You get a hard life. He
always gets delivery.
It's always that dang
people
on Carl's
food,
Jr.
People give
it's
you
so
headsets.
Okay. Yeah, what do you say?
Carl's Jr.
Anyway.
See? Wait, let's talk about the effing episode. Will Tristan
wait. I'm sorry. Are you going to crumple again?
Mm-hmm. What? I'm not crumpling. I'm done crumpling. What?
Oh, you're done crumpling.
It's open now.
just checking. So no chewing at the mic. Just let you know. It's new. Mm-hmm. Don't break it in too much.
I was going to say, there's a mute button. We would never know. All you got to do. Click it off.
What were your thoughts when Octaroo asked where the big red one is?
The big red one.
Yes, before.
Period?
Yes. Yes, where's the big red one? Were you thinking about a throbber?
No, thanks. I didn't even notice that. See, I don't notice this crap anymore. Like, it just goes straight over my head, half the crap. I didn't even notice. Somebody pointed out that somebody said that Mike said something like, whip it out, red. And
oh,
he did.
That went right over my head.
Not go over my head at all. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it didn't go over my head either, I guess.
What did he say to say? What?
I didn't get it either.
You know, like, and honestly, after watching these episodes, I feel like if these episodes would have aired first, there wouldn't have been so much goodwill towards Hector. He didn't come out very, very good from these episodes.
I think he still has more personality than everybody else.
He definitely shined more in the third episode, but he had his moments.
I kind of gave up when he said, "You guys must be my peeps. I'm Mighty Green." Kind of gave up.
that at least, though, like, establishes a way that he talks that's different from the way everybody else talks. And everybody
talks like
else
a really
talks
white guy.
Exactly the same.
Everybody
There's
is
really, 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 really,
really
white.
Like, everybody sing-songy. Like, it was kind of...
Yeah.
Guys, we have to do this. You're right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm doing and I'm imitating two people at the same time right here.
I know. We all know.
So, you know, I mean, at least he's sometimes corny, but at least he's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, he's totally corny, but like within the corniness that everyone has, like he at least he's the bright spot. I mean, it's weird to even say that, but yeah.
I think he just needs to thank his lucky stars that the third episode aired first because he was very good in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This episode, not so much.
Well, let's be honest though, like everybody
sucked.
That's a given for everybody in every episode though.
Well, but this one in
there's
particular.
There's no good actor,
pretty much.
There's no this good actor among this group besides Bulk.
Anyway, this one was still particularly rough. Though.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
Yeah, this was pretty rough.
It was rough. All right, we have on. We keep not getting to the part where I come on.
I think we are at that part now.
Are we? Because we talked about Kevin and his father and things and whatever.
And then see,
what led up to that though? Like what? Not Kevin, but what led up to Jaden saying I am the Red Ranger. I must not fail.
The monster attacked, and then G-Rum came up with his colorful arrows, and he said, "The monsters are attacking. It's time to summon the others." And then, let me see, what else did he say? He said...
You write down quotes? Dang.
He told him something about teamwork time. You have to be a leader again.
And then I think Jaden was kind of like...
Again?
Because, like, wasn't Jaden first doubting himself or something? Like, I don't know if I can lead the team and things. And
yeah.
Well, I could do it by myself or something. It was, like, both in the same breath. Like,
well, his whole thing was, I don't know if I can lead the team, but I know I need to fight. Well, Takaru's thing was more, I need to fight, and I don't want to burden these people because it's deadly. And he said, I don't want this to be a period drama, just because back in the day there was a lord with retainers doesn't mean these four people need to follow me just because their ancestors followed my ancestor. You know,
I mean, Jaden's version of this just comes off a little confused, honestly. Like, he doesn't really know why, you know, and it sort of changes from episode to episode, like, what his deal is, because they have to keep making him look nice and mm-hmm. pleasant, whereas in the Japanese version he kind of wasn't that sometimes, as a way of distancing himself from the others. Yeah. And
you could tell that Takaru was, he always put on a front of being very serious and no nonsense, but inside they show that he you know, was, he had a great burden that he didn't, and he didn't want to put it on them, and he hated the fact that they had to do this just because, you know, he felt like it was his deal.
Okay.
So, and you know, in Power Rangers, they're more concerned about teamwork. And that's about it, really.
It's just vague.
Yeah, just very vague. Everybody wants to do this. We're all happy together. We're not actually in any real danger. We're just having fun.
So, yeah, like,
saving the world, yay!
Because that's the thing, right? Like, the first episode for me, it was just so still vague. Like, okay, so you got this dude who is, like, living with this older dude who is some samurai dude, and they're fighting all these dudes. And then why? Why is it such a thing? Oh, because, you know, he's the 18th generation or whatever. Why is there such... why is it such a loyalty to be like, all right, I gotta be this ranger? Why do we care? And the thing, and I'm thinking, all right, so they're spending so much time on Jaden for this first episode because we're going to kind of get an insight. And really, all the insight is, I must not fail. I am the Red Ranger.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, because we do get the flashback with his dad and everything, telling him why it's important.
And you get a horse.
Horse! The horse is finally here! Yay!
Yeah. You do get a horse. But yeah, it is pretty vague. And
okay so again, right. So yeah, the dad was like, okay, I'm going to leave this to you, son. I'm going to leave it to you. You know, as he like probably sees him going to go die. But but it's just like, dude, like, I don't know. It just seems like there's no emotion to it. It's just like, okay, fine, we get that little flashback. And then he's like, I must do this. I am the Red Ranger. I have no conflict ever. This is what I got to do. I have this one goal. I don't want to do anything else. I never had a life but this. I'm like, it just seems so bland to me. Like, there's so much that could be done, but he just seems so bland. And I'm like, why do I care? That's the thing. It's like, why do I care? I care more about the other crackheads who just came in, and they weren't even that great either. You know what I'm saying? So...
Well, I think someone did make a point that I thought was good, is that one of the main problems why Samurai is so stilted is because it's similar to if MMPR took place and almost every scene took place in the command center. They lived in the command center. They couldn't leave the command center. You know, these other, they have other things to do, and they never let these characters do anything else. So even if they weren't the greatest actors, they at least would have some other situations to play off. Mm-hmm. These Rangers, it's just the same thing every time. It's, we're stuck here, we have to train, but some of us don't really always want to train, and that's the main conflict they really have. It's just this. It's just it's more repetitious than friggin' MMPR, which was all about being repetitious.
That's a good point.
And it's weird because the Mighty Morphin Rangers, they had the juice bar, they had
high school, right?
They had the park. Cleanup club. You know what I mean? Like they had crap that they were doing that was not just all about Ranger, right? And even though that's the main point of the show, basically, right, is to show them being superheroes, but like they had all of those things were like excuses to show their life, like their personality, their how they're different from each other, how they're shaping their own world. Whereas these guys, their whole world is this samurai thing. And it's just like, come on. Like, if this isn't working, go somewhere else. Go do something, please.
You show them being normal so that when they are superheroes, it's a nice juxtaposition and it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's if you're special, a superhero 24/7,
boring.
Eh, you know?
Yeah.
You're either in your ranger suit slashing people or you're in your little black outfit slashing people.
And that's the thing. It would be another thing if they actually had real conflict while they were stuck in a house for 24 hours a day. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. If any one of us were stuck together 24 hours a day,
there would be some...
What?
Hello? Yeah,
some drama.
What?
That's what Big Brother is based on. Hello?
You know, I mean, that's what... I mean, there would be something going on. I mean, the same stuff for them is just like, I'm gonna go train. Oh, you're doing a good job. Or, oh, you gotta practice hard. Or, oh,
let me help you.
Monster's there. Okay, we're gonna. I mean, it's just the same crap in the same clothes and the same thing all the time.
And any conflict that they do have, like, it's all wrapped up by the end and they go and have an ice cream or something. It's like, ah, well.
But, you know, MMPR did that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they did nicely wrap it up and things or whatever, but they had like conflict. Oh, and they had conflict with other people that weren't rangers.
It feels like a very empty city until the monsters attack.
Yeah, and that's the thing with like Bulk and Spike is they never interact with the rangers. They never do anything. You know, it's that you could have the exact same episode every single week and just cut their scenes out.
You know what? Like
no, that would be a blessing.
I noticed this during like the dream episode. I started to think like thinking back of all those little moments where they did bump into them or something, and think like, you know, they really could have just green screened this entire thing. And I started thinking, well, did they? Because literally, they don't interact. Even that time in the dream where they like tackle the monster away from him. If you look at it, it almost looks like it could be. Like they composited them in with computer. They're not together ever.
Yeah, like, I think once they bumped into Emily walking into a
ice cream
baked good
or baked goods. Yeah.
Baked goods.
And
that was the that's it. That's the extent of their interaction.
Yeah.
Besides a couple of the scene, I think they saw the Rangers a couple of times, and that's about it.
Like, oh, and with costume. Spike being
smitten.
With the costumes,
I mean, the thing is, I mean, to me, I want to say that they're trying to build up to something because, like, they don't want them to be so familiar with the Rangers, especially with the line, aha, where Bulk was like, yes, I, you know, had a run-in with the Rangers, you know, so it's like, maybe this time he will actually catch on if he's so close to them, you know? So they try to keep them as separate as possible so that when they do interact with each other, folk will be like, uh-huh. You guys
so that when he sees five racially diverse people wearing specific colors, he might get an inclination that they're the Rangers.
I've seen this before.
Hey, now.
Huh. The black kid... Not the black one, because there's no black.
There's no black ranger, so what are you doing here?
The Asian one is not wearing yellow. Huh. They can't be rangers. It's fine.
And, you know, even in seasons like SPD, where they're stuck in their base a lot of the time, they still talk to Doggy, talk to Cat, talk to Boo, go outside and talk to Piggy. They talk to people. They have a big cast. They had a very big cast. And they left the freaking base quite frequently. to do stuff.
But they had actual conflict in the base. They actually had conflict. Yes. As all schizophrenic as they were, they actually had it.
And even inside the base, they had multiple locations.
True.
Amazing.
The simulator room and the freaking... there's like a common room. Yeah.
Yes.
They played light ball or whatever the hell that was.
Light ball.
Yo, well, in the Shiba house, they have the kitchen. They have the common area. They have the bedroom. Oh, they have the little outside porch.
And none of it is used.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just bland. I mean, it looks nice, but it just kind of feels...
it's very pretty.
Very pretty.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't think anybody's ever going to complain about the visuals of Samurai. Samurai has some of the best visuals we've ever had, bar none. But they don't use them, and they don't vary them.
Yeah.
It's just... I don't know.
Pretty?
It's
very stupid. So, yeah.
Yeah, pretty to look at, but...
It's pretty...
Ninja Storm Syndrome.
No.
Really?
No. Whoa, no. Look.
Ninja Storm was pretty.
Enormous Ninja Storm fan, but at least when we were looking at something beautiful, like, it was actual, like, characters, and, like...
they had
personalities.
You are not going to drag Ninja Storm down to Samurai level. I'm not going to drag Wild Force down to that.
No, I'm saying... No. I'm saying Ninja Storm was way better.
No. He's talking to Spy.
I'm talking to Spy.
Yeah, okay.
I trust you. You have enough common sense.
Okay, Spy. Which would you rather watch? Samurai?
If you say...
Well, I have never seen a bigger trap than this.
To see how far you're willing to lie because of your Ninja Storm hatred.
No, but be honest. Like, which would you rather watch? If you watch the first 20 episodes of Ninja Storm and the first 20 episodes of Samurai, which would you rather watch?
Harakiri.
Wow. But I mean, it's like when I look at the Ninja Storm team, like, I can tell them apart. Like, not just based on their look at their face.
You're an idiot.
You know? like I know which one is like the dumb one.
Is the reliable one? Which one is like the Yeah, we established that.
I feel like that's a setup when you say which one is the dumb one.
No, it's not.
It feels like such a setup for you to say all six of them.
Dumb. No.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, not Hunter. We gotta leave him out.
Oh, please.
He's the one that doesn't exist. Come on, let's be honest.
Anyway.
Spot. Really, Ninja Storm has some of the hokiest, dumbest villains of all time, but they still have personalities.
Man.
They still pop off the screen, even if they only just annoy the piss out of you the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just static. I would rather have something that I hate than something that's completely static.
That's a good point.
See?
I don't really hate Samurai.
See?
I like this. This is a good conversation.
That's weird to me. Like...
See, that's the thing. I've always said
At least I hate you.
I'd rather have a visceral reaction to something than be totally apathetic to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it happened, visceral, whatever, I would go back and watch it to be like, oh, I cannot believe. But, like, don't ask me to watch any part of Overdrive, because that's just, like,
Overdrive is sad.
I mean.
I should watch it.
I can't even. Like,
you really shouldn't. Jungle Fury, you really shouldn't.
I thought Overdrive was bad, and then we get to Samurai. I'm like, oh, Lord. So, so I'd rather have visceral, like, I hate you, I love you, or whatever, than just, like,
Actually, I hate Jungle Fury more than I hate Overdrive.
True. I don't know, man, but that's hard.
Yeah.
They had a good song. I remember that.
Wait, who did?
Jungle Fury. It was popping.
It was very kind
better than
of
the
like,
rap.
Like surfer rock.
Yeah.
Nigga in the Jungle Fury.
Yeah.
Something like that. I like RJ, though. I like RJ and Dominic. That's the thing.
Yes, they were great.
Overdrive, I didn't like nobody. Except for Spencer.
Spencer.
I like Mac and Spencer.
I did like Mac, and then he was a jack for me. He was a jack.
I thought Mac was going to be cool. Towards the end. Really did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Then you got his creepy pedo dad.
Well. Yes. But see, at least he did stuff. I mean, compared to mentor.
Jeez, oh my lord! I mean,
at least he had a name.
Exactly.
He has a name. G.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Whatever.
It's his name. What up, G?
I like the evil chick in Overdrive. What was her name?
Miratrix.
Yeah, I liked her. Yeah. I liked her when she had the crazy hair.
Which is the crazy?
The crazy hair that hurt. That hurt.
The first hair.
Yeah.
Was all messed up and weird before. Yeah, and then she got Dr. K hair.
Oh.
Because, like, literally, like, it was the bobby pins were in her skull. So she was like, yeah, no, this hurts. That's what happened. Yeah.
Anyway, Samurai.
Samurai. Where are we?
And then they fire the arrows, and one of them goes through a crazy portal, which is pretty sweet.
Ooh.
Into the swim meet.
Because it goes through the ceiling.
Oh, and right.
Yes.
They love their portals.
They do. And I was
Emily is seen with children at a daycare or something. Yeah. She's like,
yeah, not explained at all. I don't think.
No. I would not let Mia babysit my child.
No, you let her with your children so that the real babysitter is there.
Ah.
So she's a playmate.
Yeah, she is one of the children, see. That's yes. The thing that you don't realize. She's not watching over them. Like she's one of them. One of the kids.
Yeah.
Look at my pet turtle.
Pull my finger.
I was disappointed that Emily didn't get an arrow in the head, though. She got an arrow in the head in Shinkenger. Suction cup arrow in her head.
Oh my god.
She went, ah! Arrow in my head.
It was a beautiful location.
Yeah, and
was
again,
she playing her flute?
She was playing her flute. It's the exact same thing. She's got a little necklace with it on. She's playing a flute. She's sitting on a bale of hay. Exact same thing as Shinkenger. And again, I'm confused. Do the people who write this show know what the country is? Because she's not Amish and she's not supposed to be retarded. Living in the country doesn't mean that you've never seen a roller coaster or afraid to walk around the city. Living in the country does not equate to being a child.
Well, for Emily, it does. Obviously.
To be fair, and I've heard it with my own ears, that there are people who are just like, you ride a train and go to work? That's what?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. You ride a train? Aren't you scared?
Like, I know, but I half expect her to think that a car is powered by magic.
Well, maybe she is. I don't
know. She was surprised about the car.
Why isn't there a horse pulling this? I mean, they're naive. Being from the country doesn't make you that naive.
We don't know what country. I mean,
she walked there.
I know. She walked, didn't she? I'm sure
she didn't have a horse. She was contacted a few weeks ago. See, so
Mia's picked up by Mystery Samurai car, but Emily has to effing walk there.
I know. Emily. I mean, Mia can't. Whatever. Same thing. Mia lives Panorama City. Emily does not. Asian chick gets a car.
Yep.
White chick is like, oh, nah, you good. You country. You walk from Oklahoma, wherever she's from, or whatever.
Well, to be fair, if the Asian girl would have gotten behind the wheel of the car, they wouldn't have needed the monster to kill all the pedestrians.
Oh.
Wow. Well, we'll never know who's really behind the wheel because they don't bother showing us ever. Like,
of course not.
It's like the car's driving itself.
Well, no, we saw the driver. He was there.
What? When did we see them?
There was a guy driving.
I don't understand. I feel like they're going out of their way to not show these helper assistant people who obviously are there. Like, we
hear
them
driving while talking on a gold samurizer. That's what he should have been doing.
They drive around and they talk to G.
I mean, what's wrong with the guy just being like, I'm here to pick you up or something? You know what I mean? Or like having a symbol. I don't know.
What's wrong with G doing some daggone work around here and pick up them children? Mm-hmm. Just do something.
Something.
Stop shooting people with arrows and go do some work. You almost killed Mike. The arrow came like 1 inch away from his face.
Well, he knew he was slacking off, so he wanted to get rid of that sandwich or whatever it was.
Yes. His meat bun. Oh, wait, sorry, hamburger.
Oh, right, yeah.
Can't be a meat bun.
Even though, like, in the very next episode, he's eating, like, some exotic something. It's not just kebabs.
You mean a shish kebab?
No.
It's exotic.
It's exotic.
My exotic shish kebab.
I don't think I've ever had one.
You've never had a shish
kebab? Never had a shish kebab?
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah.
Ever had a 4th of July party?
No.
Something that's being sold on the street? I've never seen that.
Yeah.
What?
It's exotic. Wow.
No, what?
You peeps are crazy.
For real. I pass by one daily.
On your train?
on your magic train that you take.
You take a train? I swear. Anyway, but yeah, I just, okay. See, here's the thing. Okay, fine. You want to like, you know, spread out the origin stories or whatever. All right, we don't need every origin story in one shot. Fine. But, I mean, if you're going to spend so much time... I mean, a whole episode was, like, for Jaden. You're going to spend so much time on him. Really?
Really, Tristan?
That was a lot.
All right. You better just share next time. All right. So if you're going to spend so much time on Jaden for the first episode... And you're still vague about him, you know what I mean? It still is kind of vague 20 episodes in. Mm-hmm. And this didn't really give any revelation that we didn't really know. Then what are we doing?
That's what bugs me. Is like, a lot of people were like, don't worry, you know, like a few weeks ago or months ago, people were like, don't worry, like, once we get to the Origins episode, that'll set everything straight. Right.
Yeah.
So like, it'll reveal
were building
so much.
That up like it was going to be a 5-hour marathon of every little piece of info you could ever want to know about each character. I'm like, no. I watched the first two episodes of Shinkenger. I know what it's going to be. Guess what? That's what it was.
Yeah, we already basically know like everything that we pretty much. What did we learn from these two episodes that we didn't know already, you know, or in assume? Yeah,
that's the thing.
From him, we didn't really learn. A little bit. Like, okay, she wasn't originally chosen. It was her sister, you know, and then she's sick. Quote, unquote, sick. Mm-hmm. Passed on to her. And now she's trying to live up to her sister. All right, okay, fine. Right. But that's the thing. I didn't mind Emily with these episodes, except for, the delivery or whatever. But, like, with her backstory, they actually did it, like, all right. They drop a little nugget here, a little nugget there. I can deal with nuggets. That's fine. But don't give me almost a whole episode and I know almost nothing about you. I don't know anything new. Like, that bugged me. You know what I'm saying? With Jaden. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, they show Kevin and, of course, the delivery I'm not really down with. But, all right, they show a little piece of his whatever. Mia, they didn't show Jack. Just show her trying to molest some kids. And that was it.
Yeah.
You know?
Did they ever like say anything about that? Like the fact that she was hanging out with these kids? Like, did they have a line where she's
like? In the second one, she was like, you know, something about being like, I wish I had a normal life or some kind of crap, you know, or something like. No, it was to Kevin. She was like, "Do you ever wish you had a normal life? I want to have that.
Find her Prince Charming. Yeah.
There's never like a. Oh, I'm a daycare person.
As a chick, don't you find her entire modus operandi very patronizing?
Yeah.
Dumb.
I mean, really? Wouldn't you feel that way as a chick? Because all she effing cares about is you know, getting a dude and having a kid.
And having a big wedding and goodness.
And cooking.
Right, right.
And cooking.
All the stereotypes. And that's the thing is, I know we're only halfway through the series, granted. But
we are done with season one, and this is season two now.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Anyway, every time they focus on Jaden, they focus on his ability to lead, his confidence.
Wow.
Every time they focus on Kevin, they focus on how he's overly, you know,
determined. And,
yeah. Every time they focus on Mike, they focus on how he's supposed to be kind of a rebel or whatever.
Yeah, same.
And every time they focus on Emily, it's her lack of confidence. Every time Mia, it's she wants to be a stereotypical housewife. She can't cook. And that's how it always is.
Yeah.
Can you name any episode about any character where they delved into them about any other trait? Besides the one they give them. The one and only one they give them.
Let's see. Lying is unforgivable to Mia. It's unforgivable.
Oh, that's really, yeah.
Deep.
Yeah. She's going to teach her children that after she has 50 babies.
Unforgivable. Let's see. It's gonna be a while.
It's gonna be.
Let's do a little time lapse. Just a little bit. I think you want to fast forward, kids. I think you want to fast.
Edit. Just edit right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really for me. It's like, okay, fine. Look, I don't mind if you show two different types of chicks, right? If you want to show like a stereotypical chick who's like, oh, I broke a nail, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they do that all the time, apparently. Yeah. It's okay, whatever. Yeah. But it's just like, they're both the same.
Yeah, I mean, as boring as they were, you could at least tell the difference between Madison and Vita.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One wasn't that
a man,
hard.
One was a woman.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is awful. I forgot what I was going to say. Thanks. Wow. Oh, Vita.
That's the thing.
Next example.
Most basic thing, right? I mean, even seasons that suck can get the most basic concept down of having a variety of characters. And this season can't even do that. They can't even get a variety of characters.
Yeah.
And I actually thought it was. Oh God, go.
What?
Go.
No.
Say what you were gonna say. I don't even remember. Oh well.
I was done. I was actually done. Come on now.
I don't know.
Oh Lord.
Swallow it.
Anywho, yes. What basically the point is that you even as stereotypical as some of the characters that we've had in the past were, at least there was a variety of them. Now you have this season where you've got three dudes that are, some of them overlap, but and then you got two chicks that I'm always interchanging them. I'm like calling Emily Mia, Mia Emily.
Yep.
I mean, really, like the actual name sounds similar too. I'm just like, Emily Mia, Mia Emily, Emily Emily.
Let's just call it. And just say, just whenever you talk to either
one. Just say girl.
Email.
I'll just be like, Asian. I don't want to call her Asian. That's wrong.
That's terrible. But yeah, I mean, in the second episode, like, what's his face? Mike does say, and I don't think it was done on purpose, but again, it's like another coincidence where Mike is like, when they're trying to look for Emily, he's just like, oh, you know, she's probably out just shopping or something like that. And it was just kind of like, yeah, that's it.
To be fair, Chiaki says the exact same thing.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
To be fair, he says the exact same thing. I watched them side by side, and I was shocked that he said the exact same thing. Like, really?
I don't give a damn. It doesn't matter.
Like,
you're not nearly manly enough to pull off, I don't give a damn.
With that line, I honestly didn't mind because
I mean,
you're in a new city and you want to look around and things. I got you.
Yeah, she's shopping her sightseeing. That's fine.
Hey, whatever.
Oh, I mean, like that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it was done on purpose. It's just, you know, it's another.
Right.
I was more offended by the, oh, she's terrified of the big city. Oh, no. It's so scary.
But this is what
she's a country bumpkin.
I guess we're up to part two now because I don't know where we are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's try to focus. Okay.
Where is? Let's focus. Where is
Where's the fun of that?
Where's the fun?
Samurai van picks him up.
Wow.
We're not gonna get them.
Well, okay. We already talked about the fight like several months ago because that's what we thought.
And then they pick him up, and then Jane comes on his horse. For some reason, even though everybody else goes around
here's
in a van.
The thing. Why does he need a freaking horse?
The transportation is all off the...
Why does he need a horse?
Jayden has this pissed off look on his face.
Why does he need a damn horse? There's no reason for him to need a horse.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Why didn't he just do the symbol for car? Or do the symbol for, as you know, us New Yorkers over here, Metro Card. Like,
why couldn't he be the driver of that SUV?
Yeah,
why
seriously.
Didn't he go to here drive? Oh my gosh. He just comes on a horse. And then they're like, wow. So, okay. So I do like the little moment where they're all meeting each other for the first time. And then they're like, are you Jayden? Are we supposed to follow you? Oh, are you? Oh, are you? Oh, are you know, that was cute.
That's cute.
And then
yeah.
They see this dude on a horse.
probably. I'm just saying.
That's great.
No, okay.
It was probably the dude on the horse.
In the Japanese version, did Ryunosuke still have his like outfit on?
Yeah.
Or did he take that off?
He took the outfit off, but he still had like crazy face paint on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And
I guess
so,
they didn't.
So the Red Ranger, I'm guessing in Shinkenger, showed up on a horse.
Of yes. course,
he did. Of course, of course.
Of course, of course.
It's so, a horse, of
he
course.
He showed up on
That's
a horse,
saying,
of course, of course.
Why did he? And the thing about it is that he didn't use the horse for anything else.
Yeah. That's it.
The monsters are attacking. What's the slowest form of transportation we have?
You can't walk like Emily.
Well, I mean, simple power, running shoes,
tricycle.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Pool stick.
Pogo. Oh, that would be amazing. Samurai pogo sticks. Do they come in bouncing? Stop right there!
Are you my team of rangers? Boinka, boinka, boinka.
Yes, I am. You have been chosen.
Those pogo sticks are awful. I used ones and I got hurt, so I hate them. Those are not efficient. All I know is I'm thinking, all right, because you remember the one of the clips that we saw the actual rangers on the horse, like in their suits, and they were like in this battle or whatever. I thought it was gonna be that. I thought it was gonna be like cool and things, and
no,
he didn't use the horse.
We'll get to a cool moment, I think. I assume with the horses, but yeah, this isn't it.
So once a while's away.
He just showed up on a. Why is there a horse?
That doesn't make any sense. You know what? At least in the future scene, if they use it, it will sort of make sense. Like that they're on a horse instead of like a car, like a huge thing when they're trying to get through a big old crowd. But this time, yeah, that doesn't make sense at all.
So Jane comes in on his wheelie shoes, and.
Give
him a big speech. Did you see the look on Emily's face, though? Someone took a cap of it. She's got a look on her face like she wants to jump his bones.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, oh, wow.
The same look Vita had when she saw a chick.
Yeah, Lily's mom is hot. And she's like, oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, she is. Same look on her. That was the most acting I did in the entire series. Right there, that one, that facial.
She was particularly effective, yeah.
She, yeah.
She
had to change her panties afterwards.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
It was a big soak.
We're
fest.
Good. Anyway, so
so she had to sit on a sponge.
So anyway,
we're good. So okay, so after he gets off the horse to meet them, and then they kind of, and then am I mistaken, or did they just change clothes?
And yeah,
like, yeah, that's between the cut.
See, yeah, I have to imagine, like, okay, they're like, okay, there's a monster attacking people right now. They could be dying. We need to get back to the dojo so we can change our clothes.
Okay? Is that what you thought? Really?
No. The clothes were in the car. Come on, the clothes were in the car.
See, I just imagine it's like Ninja Storm where they just grab it and flick it off.
No, what? They're samurai. Yeah,
why would they flick off their own clothes?
Because that's what you do in the Power Rangers universe.
What the
universe.
Hell was Kevin going to flick off?
Because they just
clothes on.
Get a coat. Yeah.
Get a speedo.
They just met, though. They weren't even in their samurai.
They've had training, though. I mean,
the girls
I'm sure
have
that's
to
like
go behind
trick.
A tree or something, obviously.
I don't have all the answers, but I did not imagine that they went back to the dojo.
They clearly stopped to change their clothes, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yes,
like,
instead of stopping the monster.
Now,
yeah,
if they did flick
stopped,
off their clothes, that would be awesome. I always like that part.
Yes.
When they were
I
like,
do like that. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they should have shown that, because that's a cool camera trick.
Yeah.
That's a ninja-y thing to do.
Yeah. Even
see,
though they're doing with samurais, but yeah.
In Shinkenger, they literally do show them kind of change their clothes. Like, and it's like a whole fanfare thing done. And of course, they didn't do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't really want them to do that, really, because it's kind of awkward to me. Like, I think
I actually like it in the show, but since they've cut out so much of the Japanese-ishness...
Yeah.
Of the source material, it wouldn't fit here.
Yeah, it's just awkward that they changed it all to me, off screen and
like it looks cool. They're in their thing for the first time, but it makes no sense.
Yeah, you know, the whole idea of uniforms in general, I don't have a problem with them if they make sense in the context. Where, like in SPD, you're a police officer, you're always going to be wearing your uniform.
Uh-huh.
That just makes sense, you know? Or if you can just flick it off like they do in Ninja Storm. Stuff like that I'm okay with, but... Or even if you just have a jacket and that's it. I just like to wear my jacket around that has my crazy little Wild Force thing on it. Whatever.
Yeah.
You do what you gotta do. But this, where it's like, we're gonna purposely change into these uniforms and then morph, there's
and
no
then morph.
Point to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then put a mask on during the morphing sequence.
Yes. And then pull our sword out and then put it away and then pull our sword back out again. Because why not?
Why not? We got time to kill. There's no danger here.
Yeah, it's not like we have anything to be doing right now.
Yeah. What kills me, like they change into their samurai outfits, but they don't actually do anything in them. You know, they just change to morph, you know.
It would have been a good spot for a civilian fight.
Yes.
I know.
Show off some moves.
But there's no source footage for that.
You know what? Probably. Yeah. And you know, they probably didn't take the monster with the skirt with the face on it too seriously. Ah, we could take our time.
Skirt face. Skirt mouth.
Whatever. We could take our time. We could change into like, oh no, I don't think this fits. I don't know if how I look. Ah, you think I look good? No. Okay, let's do another change. And then, like, still standing around with his moogers or whatever they're called and chilling out and like, looking at his watch, be like, all right.
Mm-hmm. That actually sounds like something
more people
that they might do in Sentai.
Yeah.
In, like, a comedy episode or whatever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. So, yeah, they actually come out and they morph and then they fight and we see the thing that we've always seen with the Jaden. It's like, let's work as a team. And then fighting all by himself.
Yeah, that's the thing is he says, let's work as a team, and then he proceeds to pull out a giant sword, slash it around his head, and nearly kill the rest of the team, and then charge into battle by himself.
Right. Which you know that the ADR clearly does not match at all. They're like, oh, let's clean it up. Let's make it all friendly for the children. Work as a team, even though it doesn't match this footage at all.
Literally, Jaden says... We can do this together. And at the exact same time, in Shinkenger, he says, you're in my way. Couldn't have been more opposite.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just feel like, and the thing is, they didn't even necessarily need to replace that. Like, I mean, I like when they replace things, you know, with something of substance, but in this case, he kind of could have just ran in, you know, and said, follow me after he's through.
Right. Yeah,
that would
make it flow a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, but ugh.
Yeah, it could have worked. Yeah, actually, now that you say that, it would have been nice. Been like, you know, give him an excuse to get off the screen.
Yeah, yes. They always feel the need to cut like 1 or 2 seconds of footage out here and there. Why don't you cut the 1 or 2 seconds out where he almost kills the rest of the team?
Chop their heads
then,
off.
Then the dialogue might make more sense.
Because they don't have enough footage to put in the show anyway. Because they have to have 50 million hours of morphing footage for every episode.
Yeah,
it's the mega mode is what kills it, really. Why do we need to see every little second of them summoning the Zords going to mega mode in every single episode?
Every time. Like come on. Like, in these episodes, they run like 24 minutes almost, which is like long, actually. I mean, for some other seasons. Why don't, I mean, I don't, ugh, I don't like the idea of saying reduce the number of minutes, but if it's just that, if that's why you're extending it, like, I don't need that. Like, give me another commercial.
It doesn't make any sense. So yeah, I just like, there's just certain things that were like in ADR. I'm just like, it's clear it doesn't match. It doesn't match at all. They're just trying to make it all happy and whatever. Like, there was like another one where, I don't know if it was Kevin and or Emily, but like wasn't it Kevin the one that was like bowing at one point? But like, he said something totally different. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, he like bowed and they were all just congratulating each other on being awesome.
Yeah.
And he's bowing.
There was a lot of congratulating Jaden that he's awesome. Like, really, guys? Shut up. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Like, we can see that he's quote-unquote awesome. You don't have to say it every 2 seconds. Wow, you're awesome. That's so great. He's so cool. Wow, he's got style. Wow, that's awesome. Wow. And then it's always some dude, it's always somebody trying to save a little kid. I'm like, yo, what's up with the little kids in the middle of nowhere? Like, yo,
You are jumping episodes.
But even still, even in the first one, it was the dude. It was the little kid looking through the crack. He had to get saved. Yeah. Come on.
That's true.
They're both in some time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's really all there is to say about that. Anyway, they defeat the monster. I'm surprised they actually showed the whole thing of him defeating the monster, because that was kind of a nasty way to kill him, to cut him in half like that. You know, considering they edited out the Decker fight and everything so much, like you were talking about last time, how they didn't edit that one bit, I just see him cut him right in half. That's pretty. I don't know.
That was beautiful. I love that.
jams him into the wall and then cuts him in half. That's pretty sweet. And then they summon the Zords, and amazingly, they have Kevin say, "Dragon splash," and he shoots fire. It's blue fire,
yeah,
but it's fire.
It's a splash of fire.
It's a splash of fire.
Yeah. I wasn't too concerned.
I was confused. I was a bigger fan of pentagonal attack.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, wow.
That just flows off the tongue. This flows.
Pentagonal, I like it. Attack. But in this episode, when they were doing their slash with the swords, they used quint, and I'm like, pick one.
Quintuple slash.
Yeah.
What is? I mean, come on.
Geometry jam.
Conjunction.
What's your function?
They're trying there. That's something. Anyway, they defeat the monster without using the Megazord. Victory for all. Rangers together. Samurai forever.
Victory's ours. Something.
They put their hands in their circle. Power Rangers.
And when the symbols go up, finally we see that
symbols.
Monumental moment.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. And G gives them a big rah-rah speech about teamwork again.
Yeah, working as a team. Thanks, G. As team.
See, that's why I like really Japanese G so much. Japanese G runs in and he ignores the other four and he checks on Takaru, makes sure he's okay, and he treats the others like garbage. I love it.
RG so awesome.
Is just like, hey, let's have fun.
Yeah. He has a personality.
Yeah, exactly. Being a d*** is at least a personality. It's better than nothing, you know?
I mean, it is. Like, some of the... I mean, like, Sky in SPD, you know? Like, he was a complete jerk to people a lot of the time, but that was, like, that created drama, and it was interesting. Some, you know, most of the time, I thought. But here is just so generic. Everybody gets along until they don't, and then 5 minutes later, an apology comes and it's fine. And it's like, I don't like it.
Okay. So wait, that's the end of the first episode, right?
Yes,
that is.
Because I got confused. I was like, wait, when did
Yes.
I watch the second one? When did I watch the first? Oh, do we're gonna rate them together or at the
We can do them both at the same time. It's a two-parter. Why not?
Yeah.
Right. In name only, but all right.
So then the second one starts.
Where they're
Simple
painting.
power.
I like that.
They're painting symbol power. Except they're
And
not the right
G is
symbol.
doing his job.
I'm telling them
I
how good
think
it is.
Nia is actually the only one that does the right symbol. So that's good.
Really? What
Yeah,
do you
they're
mean
all
by
a
that?
little
The
different
right
than what.
symbol.
Well, if you're drawing the symbol for water, you don't say splash or whatever, you know? Different things. Or difference between wood and earth. Difference and forest. Different, they're different things. But whatevs. They don't know Japanese. They're just magic symbols of
Yeah,
powerness.
it's not a language or anything.
Even though the symbol they draw and whatever they call it should be the same symbol on their helmet.
It should be.
But
Well,
they don't bother to do that.
I don't think that was the point, though, right? I mean,
Well, I
they
know,
have
but
different
it's a
symbols.
lack of consistency, though.
But I mean, I think it's intentional, right? Like in this instance, they're not doing their own like morph symbol. They're just doing a symbol that has to do with their element, right?
Some of them did their own morph symbols.
Right, but not all of the, like if you're trying to do grass, you don't do
I
wood.
matched them up, Tristan. They were not correct.
Correct to what?
As in, if their symbol on their helmet is something, and then they did that symbol, they called it something different. They did not match.
So
I'm just telling you, they
basically,
didn't match.
he's saying
You're
that,
saying in the dialogue.
yes.
yeah. Okay.
What G called them and what they were didn't match up very often. I think the only one was wind is matched up correctly, where she didn't draw her own symbol. She did draw wind instead.
I see.
She didn't draw heaven, like is what her symbol actually is.
Well, heaven, yeah, sky.
Bridge.
Bridge with
Z. Sid.
What
Check.
the?
So yeah, wow. Okay, how much do we not want to talk about Samurai? Anyway, so
Right?
I thought that scene
I liked it.
was refreshing. As
Yeah.
in, I watched the first part and wanted to take a noose, right? And this one, I was like, all right, let's loosen it. Let's loosen the noose. Let's loosen it. Let's make a little tie. Let's make a little tie out of it.
Bring the chair back to stand on. Bring it
Oh.
back.
Oh no.
And I'll bring it back. So I was like, all right. And then that's where the pizza thing came in. I'm like, yes.
After months of
And
anticipation.
G's face not changing. I thought that was like personality at first. That's his face.
That's just how he looks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there personality in the Shinkenger? Yes, there is personality in the Shinkenger. They fight. They hit each other. It's cute. Pizza!
Oh wow. But no, I mean,
Last scene.
for the scene, in
Yeah,
itself,
overall, it was cute.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
For the most part. And then I did like it when what's his name? Xandred told the scorpion guy to get over here. I loved it. That was
Oh,
Mortal
Mortal
Kombat.
Kombat. Wait,
Mortal
what?
Kombat. He told
Dun,
the
dun,
scorpion. He
dun,
said.
dun,
He said.
dun,
He
dun,
said.
dun, dun, dun.
Scorpion guy.
Oh, okay.
Get
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
get
I
that
see.
either. A lot of stuff going over my head this
Yeah.
weekend.
Okay.
Combat.
Mortal Kombat.
What other dots can you connect
Sweetness.
for me, Jer?
Seriously, my notes for part two are like a fifth as long as my notes for part one. So there's really not much here. And actually, that's because it's a better episode.
Basically.
There's a little
little
better.
bit. A little bit.
Oh, a lot of it.
A
And this is
little.
samurai. And this is samurai. I'm just
We
saying.
get a nice close-up of Xandred's medicine that he like pours and overflows in his
His
thing.
white viscous medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Anyway, so they
but isn't they sake at all.
But they explain right. how their strategy of how to get to the surface and how to escape. And mm-hmm. okay. And
I always appreciate that.
And some people were saying, well, I mean, how did they fight them before? Why did they are looking at this book right now? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? All right. There might be other ways that they fought and they weren't trapped down there. So, all right, I'm going to let y'all slide. I'm going to let y'all slide. You know, so.
Yeah, I was fine with that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that scene of them flooding the earth is going to happen in the finale.
So I was wondering about that. I'm like, did they show that in the actual premiere? Because I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Well, yes.
Well, be new to us. So, then... what else happens? I forgot.
Bulk and Spike.
Ah.
Yay.
Introduction.
They mentioned Skull's name. That's cool.
They did, as the daddy. Skull's the daddy.
Wonderful. He's uncle in name in name only, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't like marry a pair of sisters.
Nah. They uncle in name. White people do that.
White people do that?
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And black people don't?
Not really.
They get closer, mm-hmm. they're brothers and sisters.
Oh.
What?
Yeah,
I read this article today about someone trying to translate the Bible for black people.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
And apparently, if two people aren't really brothers, you call them brothers. But if they are really brothers, you call them right on brothers.
You're an idiot.
Stupid.
So,
you're an idiot.
Well, I was reading from the Book of Mafu.
There, nobody says that. Shut up. Nobody says Mafu. It doesn't happen. I'm sorry. I cannot give you that one.
I'm right on, brother.
You're an idiot. Maybe it's just I have such low expectations, but I actually liked Bulk and Spike.
Are you kidding me?
I did in their like interaction, it. Like how they were introduced and stuff. I was like, mm-hmm. I actually like this. I guess.
Yeah, like Bulk's talking about his past with the he knew the Rangers. He's gonna teach him to be a samurai. It's good stuff.
No, it was not. There was no reason for Spike to be there. There was no reason for Bulk to teach him anything.
Yeah. Again, this is like
there's a reason he had a history with the Rangers, so he's gonna teach him how to be a samurai with a shish kebab.
Why is he teaching him though? There was
why
no
is
setup.
He there?
Because,
yeah. Why is he there? What is he doing there?
Because he thought the father Skull thought that he could, you know, do a better job at raising him.
Raising him, he's like an adult. Like I don't know, what is
he's
he
like
to be
year
raised?
Away from
because he just graduates school and he wants to leave the nest
to Bulk
and get a son of the Bulk to teach him about life.
But he right. wasn't.
Okay,
but he's not ready to be on his own.
But
so
Spike cannot be that old because
yeah, because
he would have been like you know a zygote when he had him.
No one. You don't have to know him because he could have knocked up a chick when he was in high school. You don't know.
Yes.
He could have knocked up that fat chick that looked like Bulk.
Maybe he did.
Probably did.
Oh.
No, it was Kimberly, obviously. Come on.
No, I do not support that storyline whatsoever.
Yeah, I do completely.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Sometime during Zio. I think.
No, oh my god.
That's why she broke up with Tommy, because she had a skull baby.
She had a skull baby!
Oh.
And she didn't eat the skulls of babies to survive. She had a skull baby. Let's just make that clear.
Exactly. It wasn't for dinner. It was for raising.
I like this already. Okay, so...
Yep.
So yeah, look. I get what you're saying, Spy. You're wondering, what's the point... But I'm like, it's just a little, okay, I want to say fresh air. I mean, it might be
no,
a little
so stale.
A little stale.
It's like somebody farted in the room and all you want somebody to do is open a window, but there is no relief.
They won't. It won't happen. Just sit with it.
I was gonna say that somebody kind of like sprayed some Raid in our room, but and it's dissipating really slowly. But it doesn't smell that bad because the Raid is flower fresh. So
no, I don't think so.
No, I'm totally okay with it. I'm a big fan of anything bulk. So.
Oh.
I just
like I didn't mind it. Like I didn't like it wasn't something that I was like.
Oh, and like that face that he was making as Skull got off the bus, he was like, yeah, like he had issues.
And then they had a rainbow. They had the thing, and
exaggerated.
I loved it. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. The
greatest thing ever, but I liked it. So
it was like awesome. I used to give Bulk some credit because, you know, of his longevity, but after all of this in Samurai, no, you're done. You are
nope.
Wow, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I can't respect this guy.
I can't.
No, you can't respect Bulk, or you can't respect Paulie Shire. Actor?
Either one.
Oh, come on.
No, the actor is talented. He's just in
and
a show.
Funny
oh
as...
yeah, yeah.
No, he's funny as all get up, like for real. You know, the actor, you could diss Bulk all you want. Eh, I mean, okay. But, yeah. Like, Paulie is a dude that he's a cool dude. Cool dude. And he is very enthusiastic and encouraging with his castmates. And I'll just say that. That's it. I'll just say that. Leave it alone.
I would agree. And I think he's talented. It's just, I don't necessarily like Bulk, especially not the way he's being played here. And when I say being played, I mean I mostly mean the writing and what they've done with him. Like it's just what are you...
there's nothing. Yeah. It's just him making stupid faces, stuffing his face full of food,
wearing really old clothes from MMPR.
Perfect.
Yeah. No.
This is what I want. More please.
God. Anyway, never what happens stopped. Next?
I want Bulk to teach the daughter of Mrs. Appleby how to be an angel next season.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Oh,
I want him to teach Mr. Kaplan's bald son how to be a pirate the following season.
No.
He's just going to teach all of them old people's children how to...
Oh, God.
You're still connected to MMPR. I'm still here.
Teach something to Emily and Mia. That's what I
All right. So that happened. Bulk and Spike. Skulls mentioned a couple times. And things. All right. Moving right along.
Woo-woo.
So monsters attack.
Monsters attack. Pretty generically, monsters attack.
Yeah, I mean, they're just terrorizing.
Because we're too busy focusing on Emily running away and them finding her practicing in the park.
This is my thing. This is my thing right here. They are training, and they're like, where's Emily? We don't know. All right, we're worried about her. Let's go. And then they're trying to find her. We don't know where she is, trying to find her. Then she's out in the park doing her training thing. And then they're like, oh, you're in the park. Well, yeah, because, you know, I want to live up to my sister, blah, blah, blah. And then that's where they see the monster or whatever. Like, what's the point of her going to the park?
I think, well, I don't know why she went to the park, but I mean, the whole point of the segment was to show a little bit of their characters with the Green Ranger going off to get food, and I actually liked the little interaction between Kevin and Mike when he was talking about not putting that food in his body, and he said, yes. When are you not training? Never.
I actually really enjoyed the part where he's like sipping his drink or whatever.
And oh,
like,
yeah, training, yeah, that was cute too. Yeah,
that was great. And he's just like,
and it keeps going, and he's like,
that was genuinely amusing.
No, that part was fine. It was just like, I felt like they had to give some kind of excuse for them to go all over the city or whatever to find her in the park, so that therefore it could lead easily to something else. Like, you know, I'm just like, Something was like.
It was an okay. I mean, I think it was okay. Cause, I mean, it was supposed to explore the other four characters. Like you said, they weren't in the first episode. It did a little bit. A little bit of them.
Yeah.
It was just kind of weird to see some chick wielding a sword in the middle of the city.
Yeah, that was,
yeah.
She felt the need to go to the park is probably the oddest part.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, why does she need to go to the freaking park?
I mean, I guess the reason would be the fact that she lacks self-confidence, that she doesn't want to start practicing for the first time in front of all of them, maybe.
Well, I think
why didn't she just
wanted
let
to...
them know that she was going to the park?
That's but she did cool. say that her swordplay was one of her better traits, though. So
yeah.
I didn't do well in school or something like that. Or
but I will cut you up.
Were they all supposed to be like 18 or 19?
Are they?
I don't know.
They graduated?
I would hope.
Well, based on what Emily said, it sounded like they graduated high school. Or at least she did. And you would assume that they're older than her.
Did she use past tense?
Like, I didn't do well in school because I dropped out because I want to be a samurai.
Okay, yeah, maybe she dropped
out.
Yeah,
isn't the Green Ranger supposed to be a dropout? What happened to that?
Yeah, there was supposed to be something
with
that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. So they're all late teens. Mid to late teens, right?
I don't know. But yeah, it was just weird. It was just like, why don't you just, like, I'm going to the park, but wait, why? I need a little fresh air. And then if she there's like gone for a while and she hasn't heard back from them or whatever, I'm like, all right, go look for her things. But it was just like, oh no, she's gone. We're so worried. It's just like, dude, she might have just stepped out and, you know, not like a.
She's in the bathroom. You don't know.
Well, and that's the thing is, if one of the team disappears, it's hard to find them because they don't have any sort of device on them that operates like a phone.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That always bugs me.
Hey, yeah, they don't have these things that are like, I don't know.
God forbid you call her.
Yeah. Technology.
Serious.
Century.
Well, she's
of course
in the
they
country,
go,
so
they
she
go
probably
straight
doesn't even
there.
Know it can do that. It would start making noise, and she'd start stabbing it.
What? She's like, oh my god!
Throw it into the sewer.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, that was like, that's what I'm saying. It was, I like what they tried to do, but it was kind of awkward.
Yeah, it was.
How they tried to do it.
Good idea, poor execution. That's pretty much
Samurai.
In a nutshell.
You know, so yeah, and then, oh no, wait a minute, so like Kevin and Mia had their little whatever. She's Prince Charming, blah, 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 whatever.
She talks about Prince Charming. He talks about how he's strict. Mike eats food. They find Emily. She says she's awesome at swords, but she killed her sister. And then they return to base, right? Because that's when they got to show off the map.
Right.
They return to base. Well, and what the hell was Jaden doing?
He was being.
He was
Jaden.
Not concerned.
He was not concerned. He was the smart one. He's like, she went out for some fresh air.
Like, hello. What is this?
You're not prisoners. You can leave.
Is he not failing over here?
Is he not failing? Oh my gosh! Winning.
And they show water map, and then they run out, and
monsters attack.
Monsters. Oh, that's right. Then they have the monsters attack, and then another bit of Jaden says the exact opposite of what his counterpart said, because Emily gets hurt, and Jaden says stay with her.
Oh,
Takaru
right.
says leave her.
Nice. Yeah.
Leave her, because his point is that you have to be strong. Giving your best isn't always good enough. Because if you only give what you think is your best, you know, you're not going to save everybody. And that's the difference is Jaden runs over after a kid they see. Takaru runs over and nobody noticed the kid except him.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was, like, weird to me because, like, he's, like, the first – before he even leaves, he's like, I'm going to go help that kid over there. And then goes and helps the kid. Whereas in the Japanese version, he just goes, you know, like – and they have no idea, like, what are you doing? Like – your friend is hurt or whatever, but it's like, no, see, I have a job to do, so I'm gonna go do that, you know. Whereas in the American version, I don't know, it just feels.
Am I gonna sit here and baby her?
Yeah.
Because I got people to save. And then she gets up and she's like, "No, he's right. I'm weak."
This was so, yeah, that whole thing where they all get knocked down or whatever, like
And they get
something.
up again.
You're
Never.
yeah. They're pissing the night away, that's for sure. So, yeah, when they got up and then it was Jaden, I think it was Jaden fighting the monster, and then he was down, and the monster was whipping around his thing about to hit him, and all of a sudden Emily, not like some kind of like smart maneuver or anything, she goes right in front of Jaden, does a Jesus on a cross. No, hit me. I'm protecting you.
Yeah,
What?
and that's it's another thing where I, oh God, like we just keep doing this. But in Shingen-ger, okay, the thing is, he is their master, like he's their lord, like they're supposed to protect him at all costs. So it
Right.
makes sense, you know, well, somewhat anyway, that they would jump in front of something like that and just take it. Whereas here, I feel like, I don't know, I would have expected her more to try and tackle him to the ground so neither of them get hurt.
Or,
You
I
know?
don't know, use that sword play. Did she lose her sword before?
They were
Like,
both right
use
there,
it?
weren't they? I mean, they both dropped it, but they were
Well,
pretty close.
that's her character trait, is that she's not confident in herself, so she feels, you know, so instead of attacking, she feels
Just
like,
jump in
well, at
front of
least
him.
I can save him. At least I can be a shield. Because she feels like the least she can do is what she can do. And that's his whole point in the whole tough love thing of saying leave her is you can do better. You're better than this, and you have to be. That's Takaru's whole personality, is that is the whole tough love thing, is where he's a dick to him, but he's doing it out of their best interest.
They actually learn something, and
Kind of like Doggy Kruger.
a little bit,
Just leaving them all there to get their asses kicked.
a little bit, just tap
Same
that
sort of thing.
a little bit. But yeah, so like that's the thing. It's like, okay, so I'm guessing that she didn't have her sword, right? So
No.
at the moment she's like, what am I gonna do? But I'm sorry, I'm not gonna just spread eagle or spread wide or spread whatever.
Spread
Spread
eagle.
Eagle. Whoa, excuse me.
Hey now.
A different kind of tactic.
Hentai. Kimberly.
It's the
Hollywood.
tentacle comes after her.
Oh no.
Scorpion tentacle, ah!
Spread. Whoop.
Know,
What?
that's a, just a different kind of, I don't know. It's just
Here it comes.
like
I think it
you
would have looked more natural if she was like holding up her hands like she was gonna catch it or something, but she was just.
or like cover him or shield him or hug him or something, not just like, all right, just hit me wherever you want to,
Go ahead.
go ahead, hit me with your best shot, you know,
Fire
from far away.
away.
Good
Wow.
times.
We're killing it here on the music references.
And
Didn't think it could get
honestly,
any better than Chumbawamba,
like a good portion of the audience, they don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's great.
No.
I'm like, what is this? What are you laughing at?
I'm old.
I'm old. So yeah, so that's my thing. It just looked awkward, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
Like,
I think it. I don't know if it, I think it works better in Shingen-ger, but I think it works as a way to really show her personality without blatantly just saying
but
it.
you're getting her personality from Shingen-ger.
When they show the exact same footage, it's hard not to.
No, I mean, no. I understood it in Shingen-ger, whereas in here it's just kind of like, what are you doing?
Right.
I don't know. You notice it more, and so
Well,
much of her
I don't
character is
think it was
gone to
devoid
me.
in Samurai, but I do think it wasn't as obvious.
Potent. It's not
Yeah.
as powerful. Well, 'cause
Because you
Emily
know what?
doesn't.
Okay, here's the thing. You know what's messing me up too a little bit is because this is supposed to be the premiere, so I'm judging it as the premiere as if I've never seen this chick in my life. Now, we've seen some episodes that are showing that she doesn't have much confidence in things or whatever, but
Right.
this is the premiere, so I'm really judging it as like, I don't know these crackheads.
Well, I think the problem is that, again, the actress in Japan really does a great job with the character in showing her as a somewhat meek and mild type of person. And then Emily, at just every line is spoken with the same delivery, which is also the same delivery Mia has. So you never really are able to isolate any aspect of that as her personality. She just tells you once in a while who she is and why she's that way. But other than that, they're incapable of displaying anything non-verbally.
I see.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Yep, this
Yes.
premiere is rough. So, when did the other Rangers come in and save them? When was it? Was it at that point, or?
They were all knocked down. Red Ranger was the only one that was morphed. He attacked the monster by himself after saving the kid.
Save the
And
kid, yeah.
then all four of them got up and realized, and then they all did a quick brush stroke and jumped in together.
I see.
With the quintuple, whatever the hell it is.
A quintuple
Quintuple
slash. They
slash.
pentagonal slashed him.
Something.
Yes. And did that destroy him?
I think
Yeah,
so.
and then he grew.
Yes. Then
To
he
a mega
grew.
monster.
Yeah, I really hate that Mega Monster. I really hate that. Mega Monster, Mega Mode, we get it. Just because it's a Megazord doesn't mean everything has to be Mega. This isn't the Smurfs. You don't need to add Smurf to everything.
Smurfy,
Smurftastic.
buddy.
Yes.
Smurfy, everything's Smurfy.
Yes.
So, I don't mind it. That's all right. All right, we have a little new way of describing things. Whatever.
And they make their giant formation, and Red Ranger's like, "Hey,
What
you
about
left me
me?
out."
And
Good
Kevin's like,
flash.
oh, because like the thing about it is like, oh, Kevin's taking charge? Why, look at there. Look
Oh, Kevin's
at him.
stupid. And
And
then he
then
does the wrong thing.
there's the
Yeah.
wrong thing. And then
Hilarious.
Emily's like, well, it was a totem pole that's gonna take him down and awesome. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, that's a little cute. That's cute.
Totem power.
See, a lot of people seem to really like that. I just thought it was stupid. Like it was cheesy, and I was not into it.
I thought it was cute the first time around, especially because it made sense because, again, instead of having just a shish kebab in Shinkenger, his thing actually looked like that. Like it was a square and a triangle and a circle, his little shish kebab was. So you could tell where he got the idea from, and it was cute, and
Oh.
again, the actors deliver the lines better.
Okay. I see. It's supposed to be a
It's funny
shish
when the guy who knows how to be super serious gets flustered. But
kebab.
not when it's all breathy guy. He
Not when
always stays
it's,
breathy.
yeah, just,
I'm always this way.
Like, what?
I'm
I
always
did it
like this.
wrong? I'm
What?
sorry. My
I just won the
bad.
lottery. Same voice.
So
See?
yeah,
Yeah.
I just died. Crap.
Sucks. Man.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I just died. What?
like, crap, man. I just found out, like, I'm really white. Darn.
Man, that's gonna be tough.
Man.
By the way, I wonder how many generations back all these families started marrying non-Asian people. Because they all are from Asia, supposedly, their family lines.
Yep. Another integrationists
When did they
have
start
to.
marrying black people and Hispanic people and white people and waxing people? Well, waxing is clearly just this generation because his dad wasn't waxing. So his mom must be very waxing.
Very plastic.
Took a
Yes.
little trip to Madame Tussauds. Had a little
From
moment.
conceived, his dad
Oh
banged
no.
a wax figure.
Oh God.
Saw Marilyn Monroe or something.
Had a little
And out
moment.
popped Jaden.
Exactly. Looked a little too real.
Yes.
There you go. So, that's
Wow,
his
Dad
backstory.
was into some really weird stuff.
He was into some kinky fetish. I'm just
Did
saying.
anybody think it was weird when the giant monster quick slashed a building in half and Mike makes a joke?
I was kind of
Say.
surprised, actually, yeah.
What joke did he make?
He was like, "I
He
hope
said,
that
"Oh, that
building's
building
insured."
was insured."
Oh,
Like,
word.
wow, it was in
Wow.
there.
I mean, what is. Yeah, like, what
All
the
those
hell?
people have life
Not
insurance
the.
policies.
That would have been awesome. No, all those people.
I mean,
oh, that is
not a single was given.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, love it. I do.
For a series that likes to just cut out anything that's
offensive,
to keep that in there, I was surprised.
I think the writers are fighting back. They're like, "Crap, we're going to leave this in."
They actually cut that down, but they still kept it in. I mean, they cut it like a half a second shorter, but they left it in. You know, it still happened. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh wow, that's
their need to make a joke overrode their need to censor. I think
they could do like
they need to
chop
about teamwork.
They could do like a Dragon Ball Z dubbing and say, "Good thing it was a Sunday and nobody was in that building."
Yeah, they were all evacuated. They were all transported to the next dimension.
Or the SPD version is like, oh, what is it? The good thing I was an empty building or something? Like,
I hate empty buildings.
Yeah. Or like another part was like, oh, we're going to the abandoned warehouse district. Yeah.
Good thing everybody in that building was Asian.
What? Wow.
They won't be missed.
This is not RPM. Stop it.
Wow.
They're probably criminals.
God.
Oh, wow.
God,
me is not pleased.
We lost hundreds of Kung Fu masters.
That would be awesome, though. Like, oh, we didn't need that prison.
We didn't have that, right? We didn't need that prison. We're good. Not right.
They were all convicted felons anyway.
And mathematicians and various other things.
And world champion ping pong players.
And b-boys and
idiot savants. B-boys, what?
B-boys,
come on,
didn't see that one coming.
It's true.
Just random, you love mathematicians, there's rocket scientists, b-boys.
Yep, it's true. It's sweeping the Asian nation.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so,
It's just an extension of the martial arts, you say. It's,
So, then they beat the monster, and Mike learns the symbol power for fun.
Yay!
Wow. It should have been the symbol power for Zach.
Zach!
Basically.
Horse! Zach!
That would be great. Zach shows up. Let me show you how it's done.
I'd be okay with Zach showing up just magically. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hip hop Cheeto, it's the hip way to be.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
I cannot believe, because I was like, this looks a little familiar. A little bit.
And then she starts fumbling around with a foamy cake machine.
They need to have a dance off with Billy, though. Billy needs to come back. Right? They need to do a dance off.
For real.
And Alpha comes in.
Right, that's the next match.
I know, we gotta get the wrong one
first.
Oh, man. It's America's best dance group. That's what it is. Get the B-boys, get the Asian B-boys.
The Asian B-boys.
Right? Some of them must have survived. I mean, that building. Okay.
Oh, crap. All right. So, anything else with the episodes that we might have missed or forgotten or anything that I can think of? I don't think so. Right?
I think we were pretty thorough this time around.
All right, so let's just rate them then. Rate both episodes.
Well.
Part one. Oh, I can go first. Oh, let me. I can go first. I can go first. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Pick
never
me. Pick
go
me.
First.
Pick me. Pick me. Pick me.
Okay. Lisa?
Once. Lisa?
Okay, all right, so part one. I'm going to match it and give it a one. Yeah, because it was terrible. It was, and honestly, it's the premiere, right? So don't even try to play whatever premiere. I don't care if it's season one, season two, it's the premiere, right?
Yeah.
Worst premiere ever in life. life. Okay?
Yeah.
L-I-F-E. Life. So,
I agree completely.
Gosh, it was bad. I mean, like, I don't... There's never been a time where I wanted to, like, speechless. But it was horrible. I can't even say, like, I love the little thing and... No. Bad. Horrible. Done. Whatever. All right. So now we get to the second part. All right. Second part now. Did better. I was like, all right. Did a little this, did a little that. I actually laughed with some of the things that they said. I didn't laugh at them. I was like, oh, laugh with you. Oh, all right.
Different.
I was this close to giving it a 3. This close. But I'm thinking, I might have liked it a little because, you know, the first part was so horrible and crap and whatever. I'm going to give this a solid 2. A solid. Solid as a rock.
Solid as a rock. I love it.
I just keep going farther and farther back in music. '90s, '80s, '70s. Okay, so... So solid 2. Like, solid, like, you know, there were things that were good, and it was things that were not so good, but just did not quite tip it to the 3. It wasn't quite a 3. It was solid 2. So, there you go.
Yeah. That first episode was pretty terrible. And I completely agree. I mean, it's the worst premiere ever. And I mean, even... Honestly, like, even I mean, we said this back when whatchamacallit, the Team Unites, which I still think is a stupid title,
right,
showed up. I thought that was the worst premiere ever. Like, if we counted that,
yes, but this is worse.
Yes, it's worse by far.
Craziness, I know, right? I mean, oh, what a difference a day makes! Like, what the heck?
Trying to think of all the premieres in my mind and seeing where this one ranks.
Dead last. Are you kidding me?
I gotta... Let me think.
Well, you're thinking, I'm gonna give these episodes both a 0. Because I'm...
You can't give zeros.
I am giving zeros. I am not even playing around anymore. These episodes are by far the worst ever in this season and in all of eternity. You go in expecting just a tiny fraction of a setup or motivation or anything, and you are denied at every single opportunity. I am sick of it.
You cannot give a lower score than me, Spy. That's against the rules. It's against the rules.
I'm sorry.
One is default. You existed.
Yes. Yeah, I choose to believe that it does not.
This is basically just as you watched it, that's all.
Yeah,
that's...
one is like you watched it and then...
One is you watched it and thought it was the worst episode you've ever seen.
Yeah, you can't give a lower score than me, Fi. Come on, like that. Let me hang on to that title. Let me hang on to that. Like,
you can have the title. I don't want it.
Wow.
All right, so Spy gives them ones. It's okay. It's all right. It's fine.
Right.
We understand that you don't want it to exist. We have you on record, but you can't.
Yes. Okay. And I will continue my strike following these episodes.
So a 1 and a 2 from Lisa, a 1 and a 1 from Spy.
Tristan,
what'd you give it?
1 and a 1 and a 2.
1 and a 2.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Don't think too hard.
I think I'm going to agree with the 1 and the 2.
I
initially gave the first episode a 2 just because I feel like I am not going to give anything a 1. But then upon reflection, that's a 1. Upon further reflection, further review, it is a 1. It's completely uninspired, basic garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And the second episode had bulk, so 2.
Ugh.
Oh,
Lord.
No, sorry, the second episode mentioned Skull. By name.
I mean, I hate to say, but when they mentioned Skull, I was like, oh.
This is hollow now. It's just like, anytime you say, oh, there's the Morphin Grid.
No, I don't really care about that, though.
Missing the galaxy.
Dr. Zo records from Angel Grove High. Oh, we're referencing.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey.
This is cheap.
Hey. You do not mock the Dino Thunder.
I will use whatever I need to use to illustrate my point.
It was awesome when Cassidy said that.
No. I was like, oh, look, here's this Japanese lady. It's also Rita.
Okay, that's not even comparable. Still have my Rita action figure sitting here, by the way.
Oh, I've got to get it on. Just for the big hands. So, yeah, all right, so...
After 10,000 years, I'm free!
Yeah, so overall, basically, we're all saying that this is the worst premiere ever in life.
It is.
Thanks, Amy, it is.
It's as bare minimum as humanly possible.
Because, I'm sorry, premieres are supposed to be the best, really. I mean, usually goes downhill from there, right? Like... premieres are like the
an event.
With the exception of pilots. Like if you're starting a new show, like never heard of Power Rangers in your life. But premieres are supposed to be the epic. The bleep. But now you've got this like, all right, we just do whatever. It's cool.
It's supposed to give you a piece, and that piece is supposed to make you want to come back for more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have had my fill.
I'm ready to stick my finger down my throat and dispose of it.
I'm ready to purge. I'm going to go purge.
Get this out of me as soon as possible.
Didn't exactly know where Spy was going with that for like a nanosecond. And I was like, what's Spy going to do? No, what? Oh.
Remember though, the more you purge, the more likely you are to finally meet your Prince Charming.
Wow.
You'll have a nice slim figure.
Put that
button
down.
No teeth, no fingernail, nothing. But that's all right. Anyway.
Details.
It's just, I can't even. Like, it's so. And the thing about it is, I remember, I think, was it Mystic Force? I think. Yeah. Mystic Force was like the first premiere. I was like, mah, mah, mah. I'm like, oh, this gets a 3. And oh, I thought in my head, oh, that's the lowest I'm ever going to get from here. Because, you know. And then,
really? I was there with Wild Force. I was there already. Been there.
Well, I mean...
at least they set up motivations in Wild Force.
Yeah, like... I mean...
Yeah, but I'm like, Tarzan, awesome.
Whoa.
It was just jarring for me because it was just, I mean, the whole lack... There was, like, parts of it that was just, like, lack of... background music, you know, it was just so empty. It like reminded me of Lost Galaxy. It was just like, where's the background music? Like they're supposed to be like acting over some background music so it can cover up their bad acting. Like what the fuck? What's going on?
Lost Galaxy.
Just like cutting down weeds back home.
Oh Lord. So that's the thing. Like I mean, I remember especially specifically. In particular, Mystic Force, I remember I was like, oh, mark, mark. Like in recent memory, like, mark, mark, mark. I'm like, oh, this is all right. It's a 3. And I'm thinking, ah, in my head, I ain't never going to get more than a 3 recently because with premieres will be awesome. And other premieres happens. You know, Jungle Fury,
Overdrive.
Overdrive
was okay, I thought.
It was okay.
Nah, at least they set something up. Gosh.
Well, they set up the whole premise, like.
And I liked Mac.
My legs are like springs.
No. See, Dax in the premiere was
okay.
Fine.
Okay, details were.
Dax in the premiere was good. Then he just went to all hell, whatever. But
you are a crazy person.
No. I remember we had this on tape. I mean,
his first focus episode.
We have it on tape.
Great.
Are we on a reel-to-reel tape player? Do we have this?
Yes, we do.
Saved.
Dax's first focus episode was actually good. Like he had his thing where he was like dating Miratrix and didn't know it, and like I thought that was like a good episode. But then kept using him as like
the goofy
their bridge or their whatever, and it didn't work because he wasn't that. Like he just wasn't that. He wasn't good at that. And so they just kind of ruined whatever goodness they might have had.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. So yeah, I mean, even, you know, almost like Jungle Fever was like, oh crap, here we go, bad premieres or whatever. And then RPM.
RPM. Can't wait for our team up.
Which is like one of the best premieres. I mean, you go from that premiere, dude, like awesome, totally like engaging and all this stuff to crap. You go from 5-0, according to Spy, go from 5-0. How you do that?
See, you know, and RBM was so good because, like, the first episode was the premiere, but it flowed into the second episode, and the second episode flowed into the third episode. But it still didn't feel like you needed them to all be part of the same premiere. It was just very tight.
Yeah,
and you didn't know everything, but there were nuggets and things or whatever. Like
you wanted to come back and find out.
Yeah, you know, the little nuggets. Like, I will give Samurai a little credit because I did like how they handled Emily with her little nuggets and how she killed the system. Fine. This angers me so much because, like, the premiere is supposed to be the best thing, and then how you screw that up.